Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, how many times have I said this? How many times have I said that more and more men, when faced with divorce, were going to take matters into their own hands? How many times over the years have we seen this particular HMT scenario play out? Ladies, you're just not getting it. More and more men understand the absolute devastation that divorce is going to cause them. And if he's made to pay any money towards you, guess what? Imprisonment still hangs over his head like the sword of Damocles. However, I keep saying this, more and more men, when faced with that ultimate truth, that ultimate decision, are going to take matters into their own hands. Like the man in this article that was published on the 2nd of October. Husband shoots offline's wife after tracking her down to her new home amid a divorce. This dude went straight the fuck up Mandalorian. However, he chose to bring her in cold. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man is wanted after his wife was shot and offlined after she moved into a new home amidst a divorce. The deadly shooting happened around midnight Sunday at a home off West Village Drive in Houston's northeast side. When they arrived, deputies found the 48-year-old woman with multiple gunshot wounds. Sounds like this guy did a mag dump. She was rushed to the hospital, but later she succumbed to her injuries. Harris County Sheriff's deputies say the suspect, identified as Ever Navarrett, 55, fired at least 14 shots during the rampage. Like I said, this guy did a straight up mag dump. Family members told deputies that Navarrett was not supposed to know where the victim was staying, but was able to track her down. Gentlemen, that phrase right there lets you know when it comes to divorce, no one is on your side. This guy's own family members stabbed him in the back. They knew where she was, but they kept that information from him. Quote, unquote, our understanding is that this was a new location for her, and they were fixing it up so she could live there and begin her new life as they began the divorce process, said Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez. But unfortunately, he had other thoughts in mind and showed up tonight armed. Well, I've always said this. Women have no problems mobilizing the gynocratic goons, aka the cops, when it comes to divorce. They have no problems using them as a proxy for protection and if need be, a proxy for violence against the ex-husband or the soon-to-be ex-husband. Women have no problems using the gun of the state. So guess what? He decided he was going to use his own gun. Family members told deputies that the couple was in the middle of a divorce after being married for about 30 years. Gentlemen, it does not matter how long you're married, especially in today's climate. Today's no-fault divorce climate, which is why I personally do not understand why so many married men hold themselves hostage. Shit's not working. At barest minimum, move the fuck out. But once again, it is that typical boomer, I have to blame the boomers for this, that typical boomer mentality of, I don't want to lose my shit. It's just material possessions. Cut that woman off, let her go, rebuild. However, more and more men are saying, oh no, to death do we part, bitch, and I'm going to make you uphold that. Investigators say that there was someone else in the home during the deadly shooting and was able to give officers a description of the shooter. So, there was a witness. However, he was not there for that person. He sought out his target, found his target, and executed his mission. Navarrete is still on the run, but was charged with termination. If you have any information about Navarrete's whereabouts, call blah 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 blah. Nah, it is what it is. She decided that she was going to use the gun of the state against him. However, she did not count on him arming himself. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, I'm going to give this a 15 because he literally tracked her down. He went straight the fuck up bounty hunter and found where she was, even though everybody wanted to keep that information from him. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Gotta give that a 5. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give this a 20 because there was somebody in the house who saw what went down. So yeah, and they were able to describe him to the authorities. And for the brutality factor, I gotta give this a 15. Why? Well, like I said, he did a mag dump. He made sure that she was going to leave that house on a slab. So ever the nightmare Navarrete, excuse me, gets a score of 55. Gentlemen, I told you, I'm going to reiterate, I told you, more and more men, when faced with the gun of the state, were going to arm themselves, and they were going to play for keeps. Told you, you women keep using the state to back your soon-to-be ex-husband into a corner, and then you put a sword of Damocles called jail over his head when he can't pay? What do you expect that man to do? Oh, that's right. See, the old expectation was he was just going to take it. He was going to pay up, take it, and that's that. Nah, 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 ladies. Especially in this current climate. Oh, no. Money's tight for everybody. Yeah. One of the last things you want to do, ladies, divorce a man, put him on child support, make him to where he has to pay you in this climate. Shit. That's going to be a quick way to put a man into a position to where he has nothing left to lose. And we all know what happens when a man has nothing left to lose. Yeah, that man will no longer fear the consequences of his actions. Therefore, he will act. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And yes, I've been getting some great articles for the marathon. And something special for you guys for this one. For this year's marathon, I'm going to add a special category, uniqueness of what was used. Yeah, this is going to be a fun marathon because I'm telling you, I got some bangers to choose from. And to all you women out there who are contemplating divorce, especially in this current environment, you need to understand this, and you need to understand this clearly. The power you think you have in divorce court via the gun of the state, that is all imaginary. They're going to tell you everything you want to hear just so you can sacrifice your husband up to them. That way, they can all get paid. However, feminism and the idea that the man is just going to stay there and just get himself raked over the coals and not do anything to you, that thought process has damn sure gone out right along with it. Because as this woman found out, no matter what she did, no matter how she tried to go into hiding, this man was determined to take care of business. So yeah, ladies, the best thing you can do, uncontested, I don't want anything. Let's just sign our names. I'm not taking anything from you, nothing. Let's go about our separate ways. Let's make this as amicable as possible. However, the promise of cash and prizes is too damn great. So yes, ladies, when it comes to divorce, your sin is greed. However, more and more men's sin, like this man, will become wrath. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.